بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the adab and the etiquettes of a gathering. Where people are gathered, do not spit or clean your nose in their presence unnecessarily. For such acts, leave their presence. If any action that is done, something like blowing your nose or something that might disturb those around you or in the gathering that you are in, then those actions should not be done there. Cleaning the nose or spitting or acts like that. So if you need to do some act like that, then you should excuse yourself and go to another place and blow your nose, or whatever needs to be done can be done. When leaving a gathering which was organized to discuss certain issues, do not leave without the consent of the leader of the assembly. That is, if you're having such like a meeting, or you joining some discussion, some mashwara, or something is happening, then the etiquette is that you do not just leave, stand up and leave the gathering without asking for permission or informing the person in charge or those that are there, that to excuse yourself and then leave. A different case would be some talk or lecture is taking place, then there is no need, and it should not be that you are excusing yourself, because then you're going to disrupt the talk or something that is going on. So we should not disrupt it. In the same way, the other etiquette is coming off. When some gathering is taking place, then if a latecomer comes in, then he should not disturb the gathering. If he is going to disturb the gathering by making salam or making musafaha with everyone, going around and greeting people while the gathering is taking place, this year will disrupt the whole gathering. So this is against the etiquette of a gathering. You should rather sit down quietly, and later when the gathering is over, or when the suitable time arises, then we should greet everybody and make musafaha with them. Because this would distract the gathering, distract the speaker. He might forget something that he was important that he was speaking about. It is not permissible to remain in a gathering where any law of Sharia is being violated. So if you are in a gathering, something that is breaking the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being done, then immediately we should leave, not be part of the gathering. Even if you are not actively participating in that action, you should not be part of that gathering, because you are counted as among them and you would be participating in their sin. And very, very common, the type of gathering that happens, which we might fall into, is the sinful act of ghibah. People might be sitting around and making ghibah. Sometimes we are not actively participating or putting our input into this ghibah, but it is not permissible for us to even be present in that gathering. We should either stop those people, or if we are not in a position of stopping them from making the ghibah, we should just inform them in a polite way, or otherwise we should leave that gathering. As Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that gatherings are held with trust. Al-majalisu bil-amana. That means if some discussion is being happened, something that has to remain private, then it is not lawful for us to take that information out. It will not be permissible for us to publicize and discuss the discussion of the gathering. However, according to the hadith of the gathering, a conspiracy to destroy the life, property, reputation of a Muslim, if they are discussing some harm to some person, or do some evil act, then in that case it would be permissible. What we should do is we will have to publicize and prevent the harm being caused. Then you won't have to conceal such a plot. We'll continue tomorrow, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah, wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.